With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has failed to qualify for next week's debate in Atlanta.
Host network CNN said that the independent presidential candidate fell short of benchmarks both for state ballot qualification and polling. The missed markers mean that the June 27th showdown will be solely between President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump. Kennedy wanted to stand alongside the leading candidates to lend legitimacy to his long-shot bid and convince potential supporters that he has a shot at winning. Both major party campaigns fear Kennedy could play spoiler in what's anticipated to be a close general election. Kennedy has filed an election complaint alleging the debate markers were created to disfavor him. Haya Pinjwani, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, the number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits slipped last week.
The Labor Department reports jobless claims fell by 5,000 to 238,000 from a 10-month high of 243,000 the week before. The four-week average of claims rose by 5,500 to 232,750, the highest since September. Weekly unemployment claims remain at low levels by historical standards, a sign that most Americans enjoy unusual job security.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Russia intensifying its use of cheap glide bombs to lay waste to cities in eastern Ukraine. The latest generation of the retrofitted weapons have devastated Kharkiv and Vovchansk, just to name a few. Russia has a nearly unlimited supply of the bombs, which are adapted from Soviet-era stockpiles. They're dispatched from airfields just across the border that Ukraine has not been able to hit. The Dow is ahead 355 points, but the NASDAQ 115 points in the red. This is SRN News. Abortion is down in South Carolina.
State officials say they were averaging over 900 abortions per month before a heartbeat law went into effect. Now the total is less than 200, a decline of about 80%. The South Carolina law bans abortion as soon as an unborn baby's heartbeat can be detected, usually at about 6 weeks of pregnancy. In fact, most states that have instituted strict limits on abortion have seen a lot less of them. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A proposed amendment to New York's Constitution to prohibit discrimination based on so-called gender identity and pregnancy outcomes has been restored to the November election ballot by a state appeals court. A panel of mid-level appellate judges overturned an earlier decision by an upstate judge to strike the proposed equal rights amendments from the ballot over a procedural error. This is SRN News. Some good news about gas prices.
The price of gas has dropped about 14 cents in a month. The national average for a gallon of gas today is about $3.45 a gallon. A month ago, it was $3.59, says the AAA. Of course, that's an average. The highest prices tend to be in the West. It's $4.82 a gallon on average in California. The lowest prices are in the Midwest and the South. It's $2.94 in Arkansas. I'm Rita Foley.
More than 3,000 nurses at six Oregon hospitals spending a second day on the picket lines as they continue to demand fair wages and better nurse-to-patient ratios. The CEO of Providence, Oregon, says they've been preparing for the strike for months and have contracted with replacement workers to ensure patient care does not suffer. The strike's scheduled to run through today. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.